Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, for generations, we've all sort of dreamed about flying cars, sketched them out maybe, but now a company, XPeng Aero HT, seems to be making it real.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing how quickly this is moving from sci-fi to, well, actual hardware. Today, we're diving into their land aircraft carrier. It's an incredible machine, and specifically, there's been a really big regulatory step forward recently.
That's right. We've dug through the sources you sent over everything from the official filings to company info to really get a handle on the design, which is, wow, very innovative. Plus, its path to market and kind of the bigger picture in China.
Exactly. Think of this as your quick guide to understanding what could be a huge shift in, you know, how we get around.
So let's start with that regulatory news. What happened?
Okay, so the key date was March 21st, 2024. That's when the CAAC, that's the Civil Aviation Administration of Central and Southern China, they officially accepted the type certificate application for the flying part, the air module. It's called the X3F.
Okay, hold on. Type certificate, or TC, that sounds important. What exactly is it?
It is. It's basically the fundamental approval of the aircraft's design. It confirms the design meets all the safety and compliance rules. You absolutely need this to even start the proper airworthiness certification. Can't fly without it.
Gotcha. So it's step one for getting airborne legally.
Pretty much. But it's crucial to understand this is the acceptance of the application. It's not the final green light for mass production yet. It means the really intense certification process is now officially underway.
Right. The start of the journey, not the end. And I guess that raises a tricky question. How do you certify something that's, well, both a car and a plane?
Yeah, that is the big challenge, isn't it? How do you handle that?
So what's XPeng Aero HT's plan?
They've actually got a pretty smart dual certification approach. The air module, the X3F, goes through the full aviation certification with the CS, you know, rigorous aircraft standards.
Makes sense. And the ground part?
The ground vehicle just follows standard automotive rules. It's a pragmatic way to handle it, really. Certify each part for the environment it operates in. It avoids getting bogged down and trying to create entirely new rules, at least for now.
Okay, so let's talk about the vehicle itself. The land aircraft carrier. The pictures look wild.
They really do. XPeng Aero HT's whole mission is about safe, intelligent electric flying cars. Three-dimensional transport, as they call it.
And the ground module is the mothership, right?
Exactly. It looks very futuristic, kind of cyber-mechanical. Inside, it's a 4-5-seater smart cabin, and the platform itself is pretty rugged. It's got a 3-axis, 6-wheel design.
6 wheels. So, like, 6x6?
Yep, 6x6 all-wheel drive, plus rear-wheel steering. So it should handle some pretty varied terrain.
And the range on this thing?
Impressive. Over 1,000 kilometers combined range based on the CLTC standard. But here's a really clever bit. It acts as a mobile supercharging station for the flying module.
Wait, it recharges the flyer?
Yeah. It can apparently recharge the air module enough for up to 6 flights. That directly tackles one of the biggest issues with personal eVTOL's range and recharging logistics. Gives you real freedom.
That's actually brilliant. Okay, what about the air module, the X3F?
So this is a fully electric piloted eVTOL designed for low altitude stuff, and it's actually the first manned electric eVTOL developed in China specifically for, you know, individual users.
And how does it fly? What's the tech?
It uses a 6-rotor system in a dual duct design. The blades can fold away. Importantly, it has distributed electric propulsion. That means multiple motors. If one fails, the others can compensate, which is obviously critical for safety.
Safety seems like a huge priority here.
Definitely. The cabin has this amazing 270-degree panoramic view, 2 seats, and it's made of polycarbonate glass, supposed to be 200 times more impact resistant.
Wow. Any other safety features?
Yeah, it has ultra-low altitude 3D flight navigation, intelligent collision warnings, and even an emergency ballistic parachute, just in case.
Good to know. Is it hard to fly?
They're aiming for ease of use. It supports both manual flying and autonomous modes, and they've developed this pioneering single-lever control system to simplify things.
Okay. This all sounds very futuristic, but when could we actually see one? Or maybe even order one?
Well, the transition between ground and air modes is designed to be seamless. They've shown in demos. As for timing, they're aiming to open pre-orders in the fourth quarter of 2024.
Q4 this year. That's soon.
Yeah. And then customer deliveries are planned to start in early 2026.
And the price. I imagine it's not cheap.
No, definitely targeting the high end initially. The estimate is around RMB 2 million, maybe a bit less. That's roughly $278,000 USD. So yeah, early adopters, luxury market for sure.
And they're serious about building these.
Oh yeah. They have a factory in Guangzhou that's meant to be the world's first modern assembly line specifically for mass producing flying cars. The initial target is 10,000 units a year.
10,000. That's ambitious. This isn't just one company's dream project, then, is it? It feels bigger.
It absolutely is. You have to see this in the context of China's national strategy. They're pushing hard on what they call the low altitude economy. It's identified as a major new growth area, and they want to lead globally.
And Guangzhou is central to that.
Yes, Guangzhou is basically a pilot city for this whole urban air mobility idea. They're actively building the ecosystem infrastructure, regulations, working with companies like XPeng Aero HT and others like EHang. There's strong government backing.
It's not just passenger travel, right? This low altitude economy thing.
No, it's much broader. Think aerial mapping, emergency response, package delivery, all sorts of applications. It's a whole new layer of mobility they're trying to unlock.
So wrapping this up, that type certificate acceptance for the X3F air module, it really feels like a significant moment, not just for XPeng Aero HT, but for this whole idea of personal flying
It's
vehicles.
a profound step, yeah. It signals that this is moving from concept to reality. It could genuinely usher in a new era of, well, multidimensional travel.
The potential impact is huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Reducing traffic
Yeah.
congestion in cities, creating totally new industries.
Absolutely. But it also makes you think,
Yeah.
well, as these personal flying vehicles actually become real, start showing up, how does that change our everyday lives? You know, how we think about distance or what a commute even means. That's something interesting to ponder until our next deep dive.